Philippians chapter 4. We'll be reading the first 7 verses of this chapter. In your Scofield Reference Bible, turn to page 1260. And let's stand, please, all of us standing for the reading of God's Word. We'll read these verses responsively, verses 1 through 7 of the 4th chapter of Philippians. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In the text verse of the 7th verse, let's read it together, please. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And let's pray. And Father, we count it a joy to be here in this place. Thank you so much for your gift of life. Thank you for your gift of salvation especially. And thank you for this special day. We've got to think about Jesus during the Lord's Supper time, and now we get to feast upon thy word as it's preached. Give us attentiveness to every word, and bless, we pray, with thy power, our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
A year ago last August, when I finished my quarter of a century as pastor of this church, I asked you to give me one thing. I do not care for anniversary gifts. I did not ask for one, nor do I like a lot of attention on the platform. I like to have the singing, get on with the preaching, and let the folks come down the aisle. I don't like a lot of public fanfare about me. I don't even like to have happy birthday sung to me. I never know what to do. You know, hold your hands up like that or throw kisses. I never know what to do. And so I just didn't want any attention. Don't want any. But I ask you later. I told you I want one thing from you as long as I'm pastor here for my 25th anniversary. I want you to listen to me intently, to every word I say while I'm speaking. Folks, the Bible has the answer. And every Sunday morning and every Sunday night and every Wednesday night, I take a Bible truth and I speak it from this platform. And this morning, I'm going to share with you a blessed Bible truth taken from that amazing passage, the peace of God which passeth all understanding. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. So I want you just to sit right still, look this way, hang on every word that I say. I can't help you. The Word of God can't help you. And I can't help you as I explain the Word of God unless you give attention to what's being said. What a beautiful phrase. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. These words charm us with their cadence. Now on the surface, the apostle appears to be talking about a peace so high and so deep that no one can discern. Quite to the contrary. The apostle is not saying here, we have an indescribable peace. He's not saying that. He's not saying we have a peace that is beyond comprehension. He's not saying that. Paul was not given to superlatives. He was given to practicality. And Paul is saying, he's not telling us here about a certain degree of peace. He's talking about a certain quality of peace. Now follow me very carefully. Notice it says, the peace that passeth understanding. Now if I pass a car on the road, I'm at one time even with that car. I'm behind the car, and then there's a car I'm going to pass. But I must come to that car if I pass that car. Now what Paul is saying here, here's a peace that passeth understanding. And I promise you, if you listen carefully, your life will be enriched by this great truth I'm going to share with you this morning. Let me illustrate. But first, I make a statement. Paul is not saying that here is a certain kind of a peace that stands on its own that is indescribable. I would compare it to a roof on a house. You don't put the roof on the house. You got the house under the roof. That was a great statement. You ought to write that down. You don't put the roof on the house till you got the house under the roof. You don't have the peace that passeth understanding until you've known the peace of understanding. You see, the foundation is poured, and the floor, and the walls, and then the rafters, and then the decking, and then the roof on the house. Now, the roof is built on top of everything else that's built. Now, Paul is saying here, there is a peace within understanding. And then he said, there is a peace that passeth understanding. Now, the peace that passeth understanding includes and is built on the peace within understanding. Now, since we have to have the peace that hath understanding, before we can have the peace that passeth understanding, let me discuss with you for just a few minutes the peace that hath understanding. You see, this peace that hath understanding is caused, now hear this statement, by a clearly perceived proportion between need and supply. You see, here is a need that you have. Now, if you can understand where the supply is going to come for that need, it gives you peace. Let's suppose that you owe a certain debt. And that debt, is coming due on a certain date. Now, if you can find and see a balance here where the money is coming with which to pay that debt, that gives you a certain peace. The balance between balance between the need and the supply. Let's take the matter of danger and precaution. Here's a house, and the house is built in California. California is a state where they have to have in the building code things about earthquake protection. So a person building a house, and he understands the potential of an earthquake in California. Someday it may just open up and the whole state will fall in a hole. And nothing will be lost. But it'll have the earthquake protection. Now, that means that if you see the danger here of an earthquake, but if you can balance that danger with prevention or precaution, there's a certain peace. Let's take a burglar alarm. Here's a family that has concern about the house being burglarized or broken into. And so they get a burglar alarm. Now, what are they doing? Here's the danger over here. And then they get the locks and the burglar alarm proportionate to that danger. Now, that's the peace of understanding. That's the peace within understanding. You have a danger. That's over here. And you balance that danger with precaution. You know you owe a debt. That's over here. But you balance that with the awareness you have the money to pay your debt. That's the peace of understanding. You go to bed at night. You sleep at night. You have peace. Why? You know you have the money to pay your bill. You go to bed at night and you sleep at night. Because you know you have protection proportionate to the danger. Let's take the matter of old age and retirement. Somebody comes to the senior years of life, and they have a concern about the future. Now, this worry and concern about the future is over here. Now, if that can be balanced with a retirement plan and Social Security, if you're ever going to get into Social Security, you better hurry up and get old. But here is the concern about the future over here. But it's balanced over here by maybe our plan or a Social Security and so forth. And so you see the need of the future over here, but you see that need proportionally balanced, you're listening now, to the need, and so you have the peace. That's what you call peace within understanding. But now, let's go, we have now the house built, peace within understanding, where the precaution balances with the danger, and where the supply balances with the need, and where the protection balances with the fear. That is a peace within understanding. But now let's go beyond that. The peace that passeth understanding. Now the peace that passeth understanding is a peace that is built on top of understanding. You come to a place in your life where you say, this is the danger, this is my precaution, this is the need, this is the supply, this is the debt, this is the payment, this is the fear, this is the care, and it's all balanced out. But there comes a time in our lives where we cannot understand how we're going to pay our bills, and we cannot understand how we're going to protect ourselves, and we cannot understand what the future holds. And God says, I'd like to give you not only a peace within understanding, as I give you that to supply your needs, but I'd like to give you a peace that you can have when you don't understand. You don't see how the bills can be paid, and you don't see how you're going to be protected, and you don't see how you can make it, and you don't see how your old age is going to be cared for. Paul said, God said through Paul, I'd like to give you not only a peace that is within understanding, and nothing wrong with that. That is necessary for the peace that passeth understanding. But God said, I'd like to give you and tell you about a peace that is available to you that passeth understanding. It comes to understanding, and then it passeth understanding. Now, here's what it is. Follow me carefully. Now, don't miss me now. You cannot truly love a man unless your intelligence endorses him. Let me say it again. You cannot truly love a man unless your intelligence endorses him. Now, that is understanding. You first understand the fella, and once you understand him, your intelligence endorses him, and that leads to love. So then love comes, and the love becomes the endorsement. So you don't have to understand him to trust him because you love him. You understand what I'm saying? You see, intelligence must endorse a man before you can love him. I say a man because men are more lovable than women. But I'm saying that you can't love a man until your intelligence endorses him, and your intelligence endorses him, and you love him as a result of your endorsement. Then, later on, you endorse him as a result of your love. Now, the first is the love that is within understanding. I love him. Boy, he's nice. I love him. Boy, he's handsome. I love him. Boy, he's a gentleman. I love him. Boy, he's kind. And then all of a sudden, after your intelligence has said, he's like this, like this, like this, like this, and the intelligence leads you to love him, then you love him, and then your love leads you to endorse him. He can do no evil now because you have love. You trust him now, totally. You don't have to have your intelligence. What he does is right. Why? Because you love him. Now listen, there is a certain kind of a peace within understanding where you have a debt to pay and you say, I have enough money to pay it. You have a danger and you have precaution. You have a fear and you have a protection. And proportionately, the need is balanced out with the supply. But every one of us comes to a place in our lives where we do not see tomorrow. We do not understand the future. We do not understand how we're going to pay our bills. We don't understand how to protect ourselves. We don't understand how we're going to make it. And God said, I'd like for you to tell you how wonderful I am. I am a God who is long-suffering. I'm a God who's patient. I'm a God who's kind. I'm a God who gave my life for you. I'm a God who gave my son for you. I'm a God who wants to save you. And you look at that God and say, he's a wonderful God. And I'm going to trust him as my Savior. But once you trust him as your Savior, your mind does not need to endorse him. Your love causes you to endorse him. And the peace that you have now
is not because of what your mind says he is, but what your heart feels toward him. And then you say, bless God, everything's going to work out okay. Now, that's the peace that passeth understanding. You don't believe everything's okay because you can see it. You believe everything's okay because you love the person that you saw was okay. And your trouble is, when you doubt that God can care for you, your trouble is you don't love him enough. If you loved him enough, love is blind. And love will trust him to balance it out. Let me illustrate. Young lady comes to a young man. He says, I won't date you. And that young man begins to date her. And she asks the friends, will he treat me right? Does he do right? Will he open the door for me? He's not insulting. He won't use satire on the first date to embarrass me. Will he be kind? And so people assure her, this is one of the finest fellows in the school. Oh, yes, this fellow is a real gentleman. And so she is convinced up here. Her intelligence tells her he's a good fellow. And then she goes on the first date. Oh, boy, he's a Lord Chesterfield. I don't mean Chesterfield cigarette. But he's a Lord Chesterfield. And he bows at the right time and opens the door at the right time. And he's dressed properly. And he has her corsage. I forget remember the first date I had. The girl sent word and said, are you going to give me a corsage? I said, you tell her she can eat anything on the menu. I didn't know what a corsage was. But this is a real Lord Chesterfield. And so he gets her a corsage. And he comes and he opens the door. And he opens the door to the car. After he marries her, he said, that's it over there on the other side. Right there. That thing, push it down, it opens. And and so what happens? He convinces her intelligence. Are you listening? He convinces her intelligence that he is the right kind of fella. And from her intelligence and awareness up here, and by the way, the word understanding means mind. From her intelligence understanding up here, she has a peace that he'll protect her on the day. And then one day, she falls in love with him. And she doesn't have to. She doesn't ask anybody anymore, will he protect me? Will he be nice? Is he gentle? Is he kind? She loves him. And now she knows whatever he does is the right thing to do. And even if he does something she would have thought before he should not do, it is now okay because she trusts him and her intelligence led to love. Now her love leads to understanding or beyond understanding because she doesn't need to understand anymore. She trusts now. There are Christian people that come to God, trust Christ as Savior, and they come to God. And they say, will God take care of me? And they get a job. And God does take care. And they have a peace within understanding. And they get nervous and upset and afraid. And God says, okay, this is the provision I made. And they see how God has made the provision. And they understand it. And that's peace. And that's from God also. But there comes a time when a child of God ought to love God enough to where he says, my peace is not only within understanding, it is built beyond understanding. I love you, dear God. I love you. I know you'll take care of me. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. God will take care of you. Now, the peace that passeth understanding is a peace that was within understanding, but it had understood how good God is, and understanding how good God is, it fell in love with Jesus, and falling in love with Jesus, then what he does is okay, and he will take care of me. That's the peace that passeth understanding. It's not talking about a peace that you can't comprehend, it's indescribable, it's higher than the sky and deeper than the sea. No, not that at all. This is not a measure of peace. It is a quality of peace that comes because you have found out how wonderful God is and your intelligence recommended him. And when your intelligence recommended him, your heart trusted him, and then the peace that was within understanding was transferred for the peace that is beyond understanding. And you say, now I have peace when I can't see the way clear. Now I have peace when I can't see how the bill's going to get paid. Now I have peace when I can't see how I'm going to make it. Now I have peace when I don't have a retirement plan and approach the senior years. Why? Not because of an understanding peace, a comprehended peace, but because of a tremendous confidence in the Savior. Built on understanding.
And from the understanding comes the love, and from the love comes no need of understanding. That's the peace that passeth understanding. Illustration. The heart cannot be fully given to a work unless the intelligence approves. No way in the world. To your mind says, that's a good work. For example, I'll use Brother Stan down here. We recently, the board at the college recently employed Brother Stan Harris to help to train the black preacher boys at the college. We feel like if this country is going to be saved, we have got to reach the millions and millions of black people. And somebody that understands the black people needs to train the black preachers. Now, Brother Stan, I talked to him about that, and boy, his eyes got as big as watermelons. And boy, I could see it. All of a sudden, we're talking about his future. And I said, Stan, did you ever think about this? And boy, like that. Now, what was it? His mind was comprehending something. And his mind comprehended the work. And you cannot be fully given to a work unless the intelligence approves this is a good work. But once you get in the work and lose yourself in the work, you don't need intelligence anymore. Why? Because you're wrapped up in the work and you want to go on, and that is what passeth understanding. It supersedes understanding. It goes beyond understanding. It is built on top of understanding. And yes, it even replaces understanding. When you have the understanding that your intelligence endorses a work, and you lose yourself in the work, then the work will need no more intelligence. That's one reason you'd be a preacher and be a dumb bunny. You don't need any intelligence. But you don't need the awareness. Folks, if you could get this truth this morning, it'd change your life. If you get the place where you say, okay, here are my needs the rest of my life, and here are the supplies for those needs, but you don't know what your needs are. You may have $250,000 stashed away in the bank, and it may all be taken because of cancer surgery. You don't know. And if all you have is the peace within understanding, that's good. I can see it. This is my danger. This is my protection. This is my fear. This is my precaution. This is my need. This is my supply. This is my payment. This is the way I can pay it. This is my obligation. This is the way I can fulfill it. And as you see the balance proportionally of need and supply, you have a peace that is within understanding. But the truth is, not a person in this room today knows what your eventual needs are going to be. And since you do not know what your eventual needs are going to be, then you need to have more than that peace within understanding. Let that peace within understanding that recommends Jesus to you, let you fall in love with Jesus and know that He who can supply the needs within understanding loves you and will supply your needs beyond understanding. Let me give you some observations. I started to say conclusions, but you get your hopes up when I use that word. Let me give you some observations. Listen carefully. Peace within understanding is seeing the balance between need and supply. Peace that passeth understanding is trusting the balancer. Two, peace within understanding is seeing to believe. Peace that passeth understanding is believing to see. Another statement. Peace within understanding, you can see the balance and know it's cared for. Peace that passeth understanding, you cannot see the balance, but know it'll be cared for. Another. Peace within understanding is what you can see, and peace with the passive understanding is what you cannot see. Let me tell you something, folks. I couldn't live without this. I couldn't make it without this. I mean, I stand up here week after week after week, and I try to help you with your burdens and problems, but I'm human too, and I've got burdens and I've got problems. There's no way I could make it without this. I mean, brother, if all I had what some of you folks have, brother, I've got to see it before I can be it. Not me, brother. I believe it, then I see it. Got to. That's the only way I can live. I couldn't make it tomorrow without that. And you can't either. Observation. Peace within understanding is loving the cause of understanding. Peace that passeth understanding is understanding the cause of love. Let me illustrate again. This is for some of you, not all of you. Some of you people, anything I say, you believe it because I say it. I don't think you should or should not do that. Some of you, you believe all I say because you believed it before you came here. And you found a fellow who believes what you believe. Some of you listen to what I say and decide whether or not you believe it. And it doesn't bother me what group you're in, as long as you keep coming and hearing me, that's all. And putting a... But anyway... Remember the first time you came to this church? Now, I'm talking to that first crowd, the first crowd. If Brother Howell says it, I just believe it's true. Now, there's some of you here. Now, if you're not in that crowd, I don't care. I don't care at all, as long as you keep... But anyway, I'm talking about this kind of... But anyway, as long as you love me, you can believe what I say is true because I say it. You can believe what I say is true because you already believed it. You can weigh it and believe what I say is true. After you weigh it and decide for yourself, I don't care, as long as you love me. But wait a minute. There are some of you who believe what I say. Remember, when I first came, you were looking over the preacher. Remember, you walked in that door back there the first time and said, which one's a preacher? And somebody said, the handsome one. And of course, on this platform, you know immediately which one it is. The trim one. The well-built one. And you're getting a little restless there, Brother Keith. I can feel the platform shaking over here on the side. But now, wait a minute. You listened carefully, and you said, is he preaching the truth? Is what he says right? Does he believe the Bible? And finally you said, yeah, that's what I want. And so now you've been here for these years. Now what is it? You don't come anymore and say, is this going to be true? Now you used to. Some of you still do. I'm talking about that crowd that trusts me the most. You don't come and say, is this going to be true? I wonder if it's true. No. Why? Because, forgive me for saying it, I sold myself a few years ago. Your intelligence endorsed me to you. And because your mind endorsed me to you, you made this your church home. And now I'm your preacher. And you trust me while I preach. Most of you didn't come this morning and said, well, I wonder if he's going to preach the truth today. A few of you did. A few of you came and said, he's not going to preach the truth again. But I'm saying that now then, you believe what I say is the truth, some of you, because you love me. You don't have to have the understanding like you had to have years ago. Time and time again, preachers across the nation introduced me. They'll say, this Dr. Jack Hiles, pastor school's done more for me than anything in the whole world. And here's what they almost always say. I went to pastor school to be critical. And they said, boy, I tell you what, that first night when they had the church with the heart, God got me, changed my mind, and ever since then I've loved Brother Hiles. Now the next year they came back to pastor school, they came to see what I was going to say. The first year they came to criticize what I was going to say. I'm not preaching on that this morning. I'm saying that's the way it is with God. God comes along and says, I'm a God of love, I'm a God of mercy, I'm a God of compassion, I'm a God of kindness. And you say, what a wonderful God. I believe God will give me strength to work so I can make my supply meet my needs. I believe God will give me wisdom to plan my future so my supply will meet my needs. I believe God will give me wisdom to protect myself and know how to protect myself. He'll give me strength to do it so my precaution will balance out with my danger. But ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time when your precaution is not as big as your danger. And your supply cannot meet your demand. And that's when, blessed be God, you got a good old dose of love for God and confidence in God. Built originally on intelligence. Built originally on understanding. But after you've understood so long, you fall in love with the understanding. And all of a sudden you say, oh, my God shall supply all my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Observation. Peace within understanding says, I've done all that I can. Peace that passeth understanding says, he will do all that I can't. Observation. Peace within understanding
says, I have cared for the anticipated. Peace that passeth understanding says, He will care for the unanticipated. So love for Him balances over here the unanticipated need. Peace, are you following me? Peace with understanding balances a visible supply with a visible need. Peace with the passeth understanding says whatever the need is, that's exactly what He will supply. Because I love Him, and I trust Him, and I have confidence in Him. Couples getting married. Or think about marriage. I'm thinking about a couple right now. I mean, you're almost either married now, and in church you almost got to pry them apart during the whole song service and the whole sermon. If you don't watch out, they'll be smooching right here in church. And before they got married, she came and she said, Brother House, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about him. Will he be a good provider? Will he be a hard worker? So I did some checking. I'm always checking on some guy for some gal or some gal for some guy, dozens of them at a time. Dr. Cupid. And I I'll be honest with you, too. The ones that I get together, 30% of them work out. And you have to admit that's above the average. But anyway, I checked on him. And I found out everywhere he'd ever traded, he paid his debts on time. Everywhere he'd ever worked, he worked hard. Every girl he'd ever been with, he was a perfect gentleman. And I got this gal and I said, now look, you can't miss on this one. If you can get him, you reel him in. And boy, her eyes got bigger. And they started going together. And boy, they flipped, and they flopped. And they were honeymooners almost immediately. And boy, they set the date and they got married. You know, she hasn't been in one time since they got married and said, I wonder if he'll provide for me. You know why? She's not trying to decide what she thinks about the... Hear this statement. She's not trying to decide what she thinks about the provider based on the provisions. But now she thinks what she thinks about the provisions based on the provider. The provision sold her on the provider, and once sold on the provider sold her on the provisions. And that's the peace that passeth understanding. It means that you come to the place where the Lord says, I'll give you this and give you this and give you this, and the Lord supplies your need and 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 supplies your need. You can see it. And then one day you said, my, what a wonderful Savior this is. Think I'll quit trying to balance the books and just trust Him. And that faith balances the books now. Because the endorsement that intelligence gave led you to love. And now the love that God gave leads you to endorsement. No wonder Paul wrote and said to the Philippians, who were, by the way, very poor people, he said, let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, dwell in you. Our Heavenly Father,